essay. And again, please don't forget, go before the Lord, ask what he would have you to give, and make that gift to Save America Ministries. P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia 23255. Make the gift right there on our website, saveus.org. God bless you, and be a blessing. And let the power of patience rule in your life.
You've been listening all morning for Chuck Christmas. The Appointed is supported by the faithful gifts of all listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck. Come voice to the church, declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing in the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Western and Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And so we need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owner, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Paul McGuire. And Paul certainly is a talk show host. He was there with Cape Wright in Southern California, a large Christian station there for many years. He still does a great deal of appearance, certainly, and trying to get people to understand the true nature of the spiritual battle that's being fought today. We see what's going on. We see what's going on politically. We see what's going on economically. We see what's happening today, certainly within our society as far as crime is concerned. But there's so many things going on that just don't make sense. Unless you understand that we were involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. Paul, thank you very much for being with us tonight.
Dr. Stan, it's great to be on your program again.
Well, tell us, what are we going to be talking about this evening? Because I know you have so many subjects.
I think I would like to focus in on the situations that are all happening simultaneously, like the 100,000 troops surrounding the Ukraine, what that's going to mean for America, what's happening in America, and how that fits in prophecy. I know that's a little vague, but that's where I want to go.
All right, fine. Well, you just go right ahead there, because, of course, a lot of people are very concerned about what's going on over there. They wonder if this is going to be the beginning of a major war, a major confrontation. I'd like to know your thoughts on it, certainly as far as the Ukraine is concerned. You go right ahead.
Well, Dr. Stan, as many of your listeners know, World War One and World War Two were... they were initiated by circumstances that were somewhat similar to what's happening now. It doesn't take much. It's like throwing kindling to start a fire, and they throw down one match, and a small fire can create a huge forest fire. So what we have here is this fire raging with Russia surrounding the Ukraine with about 100,000 troops. But more than that, it's Putin's intention to invade either partially or take over whole nations that were part of the former Soviet bloc. So I don't know which nations he has in mind, whether it's Finland or Poland or other nations in that area. But he's definitely on the move to grab back land that the former Soviet Union had lost. In addition to that, he wants to solidify his control over oil and minerals in that area, the Black Sea region. And when I see what's happening in the Ukraine, I can't help but think of the words of Brzezinski. And he wrote about this in a book in 1997. I think it was called, in my book, A Prophecy of the Future of America, The Grand Design, I believe. I'll get to that in a moment. But Brzezinski's words kind of tell us what's really happening in the Ukraine.
And what did Brzezinski say?
He talked about Eurasia being the critical geographic area. And Eurasia is the European nations, it's Russia, and it stretches all the way down to the Middle Eastern nations and India. And Brzezinski said that whoever controls Eurasia controls the world. And this battle for the Ukraine really is a battle for the control of oil and other resources for Eurasia and the world. And Brzezinski focused
on... Hold that thought.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulating coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Germs that resist, drugs that disappoint, therapies that don't cure, and healthcare you simply can't afford, that's what modern medicine is today. If the world has a single antidote for what ails it health-wise, it's Allicin from Garlic. I'm health journalist Bill Sardi, and I want to ask, how do you get Allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, from a garlic clove when stomach acid destroys the enzyme that makes it? That has finally been accomplished by producing the world's first alkaline-buffered garlic capsule that neutralizes the stomach acid that blocks the production of Allicin from garlic. That garlic pill is called Garlazyme. Don't fall for garlic pills that pretend to provide Allicin, even that brand that says it offers 100% pure Allicin powder. You can learn more about it by calling 866-674-3955. You'll even like the price. A month's supply is $8 and change when you order in quantity, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 and ask about Garlazyme.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations, or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
We're right back, and certainly Paul is simply saying that this, Brzezinski, Zygmunt Brzezinski, one of the most powerful men in the world, the man who organized the Trilateral Commission, he's a member, he's been certainly a foreign policy advisor to Jimmy Carter, foreign policy advisor to Barack Hussein Obama. Yes, 30 years later, why he is still in key positions, but certainly Brzezinski certainly looks upon this area of the world, that area certainly of Eurasia, and we're talking about certainly the centers around Ukraine, certainly is around Iran, certainly is around Saudi Arabia. All these countries there, the current war in Syria is simply really a war between the East and the West, where the Russians are financing the existing government, and we're financing the Islamic terrorists who are killing the Christians. What a crazy world we live in. Why would we be fighting in Syria, providing the training and the money and the funding and the armaments for the people who are killing the Christians there? Well, nobody ever asks these questions because we live in a world gone mad. Go right ahead, Paul.
Well, we do live in a world gone mad, and I'm going to read you a comment written by Brzezinski in his book, A Geostrategic Framework for the Conduct of the U.S.-Soviet Contest. And this is what Brzezinski says. Whoever controls Eurasia dominates the globe. If the Soviet Union captures the nations of this landmass, it would not only win control of vast human, economic, and military resources, but also gain access to the geostrategic approaches to the Western Hemisphere, the Atlantic, and the Pacific. So that's the game plan here, and Brzezinski represents David Rockefeller, and the globalists. So this is ultimately has to do with the devaluation of the dollar. Russia and Putin are orchestrating to trade and barter among themselves without using a dollar, and that continues on the dollar's downfall as China is already negotiating oil deals with, like, Australia and Iran, excluding the dollar. And this throws the dollar out as the de facto world currency, which is ultimately what the globalists want. They want the death of the dollar so they can bring in their world currency, which is what I document in my book, A Prophecy of the Future of America.
Well, I certainly agree with you, and I think that the average American really doesn't understand the monetary system. I mean, they think that the dollar is a dollar, the dollar's always had value, but they don't understand the history of monetary systems. When you have a paper monetary system or a fiat monetary system with nothing behind it, they always end up collapsing, and the tragedy is the vast majority of the American people will be impoverished when this happens, and that's why we plead with people, make your preparations now for that possibility. And it's not a possibility, it's a probability. It's not a matter of if, but when. Go ahead.
Well, you're right, Dr. Stan, because, I mean, right here in the United States, the middle class has not had a real wage increase since 1965, if you count inflation. That means nobody's jobs and income has gone up since 1965. Now, a recent article came out about 2 days ago saying that of the 20 most common jobs in America, 20 of the most common jobs, that means the majority of the population in America holds jobs like these, none of them pay annually in excess of $35,000 a year. Now, if the average American working in these jobs can only make a maximum of $35,000 a year, and that's not even $35,000 like it was in 1965 or 1975 or 1985. That's $35,000 of what that will buy you in 2014, which is not much. You basically don't have a middle class. You have a lower class and almost the complete disappearance of the middle class. And if people don't understand how hard that is going to impact them, they're in for a very, very rude awakening. We're going to see the disappearance of the middle class, I believe, in my lifetime, and that will have horrific outworkings.
I agree with you, and I think people should be very concerned about that. And that's exactly really what this is really all about. It's really all about raising the living standards in China and in India and in Malaysia and elsewhere in the world. As we lower the living standards here, this is all coordinated. The average American doesn't understand the magnitude of what we're up against, but the leaders do. And they really do intend to raise living standards throughout the world, but in turn lower living standards here in America. I know you've read David Rockefeller's book, Memoirs, where he talks about, you know, all these people criticizing what they're doing. He certainly is. They're working for this internationalist, a wonderful utopian goal. And he said, but look and see what we've accomplished. We've raised the living standards throughout the world. I mean, how would my critics have said, he raised the living standards throughout the world. And he's right. I mean, basically, of course, we think that a free enterprise system, doing away with taxation or cutting back on taxation and government programs, suddenly the people would be able to raise their living standards on their own. But the elite believe that only they are capable of raising living standards. And they have raised the living standards in China. And they have raised the living standards elsewhere. But the living standards in America are going down, and nobody is telling the American people.
Well, you're right. And the reason nobody's telling the American people is because the elite that we are referring to control the media. Six corporations control the vast majority of the media. So whether it's your favorite conservative radio talk show host or your favorite so-called conservative news channel, you're basically getting propaganda, and you're basically being lied to. And I really pray that Christians who say they know the Lord and say that the Holy Spirit lives inside them learn to spiritually discern the so-called conservative talk radio hosts they're hearing and the so-called conservative television broadcast network they're watching, because those entities are part of the big lie. They're part of the propaganda. And they hold kind of a spell over the American people by not disclosing the truth. And in reality, the so-called conservative media is not conservative. The conservative media is just as much under control of this hidden elite as the liberal media that conservatives don't like. But they don't understand, whether it comes to Republican or Democrat or liberal or conservative media, they're all controlled by the same people.
And, you know, I'm really convinced, Paul, that a lot of conservative talk show hosts really don't understand what's going on. In other words, they don't understand the spiritual implications of what's going on simply because of their personal religious beliefs or lack of religious beliefs. They see what's going on politically, and they try to explain what's taking place from a logical point of view. And if you suddenly divorce what's going on from the spiritual forces working behind the scenes and the prophecies, why, of course, you can explain everything, but you're giving the wrong explanation. And you really don't, you know something's wrong, but you can't put all the dots together. I mean, I think that's the advantage that you and I have, is that we can put the dots together and things make sense, but only when you take into account the spiritual implications of what's unfolding before us.
Well, you're absolutely right, and that is the missing ingredient in the so-called conservative radio talk show hosts and television personalities, because they themselves, they may have a form of Christianity, a form of religion, but it's not very deep, and they themselves don't really study the Bible in detail, and they don't take the scriptures and study them in areas that you discussed, the great spiritual battle that we're involved in. The Apostle Paul talks about, for we don't fight against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, and the dark unseen forces of wickedness in heavenly places. Simply take that verse and then integrate that verse into any political, economic, or sociological analysis, and all of a sudden you blow open the doors of understanding. And what seems to be some mysterious pattern of events becomes crystal clear. But these talk show hosts can't give their audiences the real truth because, like you said, they themselves don't understand the truth because they don't. They're only looking at it from like a two-dimensional perspective, and they're ripping it apart from the reality of a spiritual world. And the age-old conflict between Lucifer and Satan, where Lucifer is leading a revolution against the throne of God with one third of the angels, the fallen angels. And that is going to culminate with a literal second coming of Jesus Christ to this earth. Unless you can really integrate that into what's happening now, economically and geopolitically, you're going to be in the dark.
And it's so hard living in a material world as we do to be able to accept the fact that there is an invisible world out there. There's a spiritual world. There's certainly this other dimension. And we occasionally see some glimpses of this with some of the people who seem to have supernatural powers and certainly tarot card readers and certainly people who are into astrology and fortune tellers. And some of them, of course, are total frauds, but some of them really can accomplish things. And then we begin to see the UFOs. Are they real? You know, are they come from another galaxy? Or are they perhaps this division between this reality and the other reality that's out there, the other certainly level of consciousness, the invisible world, as it were. Our guest is Paul McGuire. We're talking about what's unfolding in the Middle East, and certainly with the fact that we're certainly moving towards a crisis in that situation. The question is, when was it going to come and how soon?
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Paul McGuire, and Paul has written a wonderful book, which we think is well worthwhile reading, Prophecy, the Future of, and the Future of America. But suddenly we're talking about the fact that, you know, as you read the scriptures, so much of this involves around Israel. But remember, up until 1948, why Israel didn't exist. Israel hadn't existed going back to about 70, 72 AD. And then, of course, it was destroyed. Suddenly the city was destroyed. 1 million Jews were killed. And suddenly the remaining Jews were spread throughout the world. And certainly for 1900 years, more or less, why, of course, Israel didn't exist. And now Israel exists just as we're told it would in the scriptures that were written thousands of years ago. How did the prophets know that Israel would be reconstituted? But go right ahead, Paul.
Well, you're exactly right, Dr. Stan. So these ancient Old Testament prophets predicted that the Jews would be dispersed from their land. Christ said that to his disciples. When he was sitting in front of the temple, he predicted that the temple would be destroyed, which it was, which you referred to, in 70 AD when the Roman general Titus came in, destroyed the temple, and sold the Jews into slavery into the four corners of the earth. The Old Testament prophets predicted that, and they predicted that in the last days, the Jews would supernaturally return to Israel. So after approximately 2,000 years of there being no Israel, mysteriously, Israel reappears as a nation in 1948, and that is God's prophetic super sign. So, you know, when you really take the Bible seriously and study it as it's intended to be, you recognize that all of a sudden, the average person can have more insight into geopolitical, spiritual, and economic events than the so-called expert journalist. Because you have this incredible supernatural resource, which is God's inspired and inerrant word.
Oh, agreed. And the thing is that basically there are two views of the world. Either the Bible is true or it's not. I mean, there's no in between. Well, part of it's true and part of it isn't. Yeah, and that isn't the way the game is played. You either accept it or you don't accept it. And if you don't accept it, then you've got to try to explain what's going on. From a logical point of view, if you do accept it, you see God's hand in the unfolding of events and suddenly the focusing of attention on Israel and its relationship with its neighbors, and certainly so many of Israel's neighbors lining up against it for some sort of a major confrontation, which is coming very soon. And, Chris, what part of the... I mean, obviously, several thousand years ago, I'm sure they knew that America would be here, that we would be putting pressure on Israel, that the leaders of Israel would do exactly what they were told by the people here in the United States. And, of course, you're being told that Israel is going off on its own, that Saudi Arabia is going off on its own, that Turkey is going off on its own, and they're all getting ready.
Could erupt. Now, whether or not it will erupt and to what degree, I don't know. But you have that, and you have the America morphing into an Orwellian state. The devaluation of the dollar. And you take all of these things together, and it can be, well, it is overwhelming. It's like the images are so intense. They're almost like stroboscopic images being fired into the consciousness of people. And the temptation is for people to give into a spirit of fear and panic and anxiety. And that is a temptation. Now, I can pick that thought up in a moment if you want, but I'd like to continue on that in a couple of seconds.
All right, fine. Well, Chris, our guest is Paul McGuire. If you're out there in the listening audience and you have a question for Paul about what we're talking about, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California, 464-8295. You'll want to get Paul's book, Prophecy in the Future of America. That's Prophecy in the Future of America. We do have it, at least I hope we do. But it's an excellent book, and it will help you then to begin to focus your attention on the issues we're talking about from a prophetic point of view.
Hi, this is George Riley. And most of you now know why so many people agree that miracles in itself really is a miracle. Miracle food products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Germs that resist, drugs that disappoint, therapies that don't cure, and healthcare you simply can't afford. That's what modern medicine is today. If the world has a single antidote for what ails it health-wise, it's Allicin from Garlic. I'm health journalist Bill Sardi, and I want to ask, how do you get Allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, from a garlic clove when stomach acid destroys the enzyme that makes it? That has finally been accomplished by producing the world's first alkaline-buffered garlic capsule that neutralizes the stomach acid that blocks the production of Allicin from garlic. That garlic pill is called Garlazyme. Don't fall for garlic pills that pretend to provide Allicin, even that brand that says it offers 100% pure Allicin powder. You can learn more about it by calling 866-674-3955. You'll even like the price. A month's supply is $8 and change when you order in quantity, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 and ask about Garlazyme.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Paul McGuire. And suddenly he's just talking about having been at the Prophecy Club there in Florida. They had suddenly over 2,000 people at that meeting. And apparently it was a wonderful meeting. And so many of our friends were there. I was suddenly talking about the prophetic things that are unfolding today. And why won't you people who listen to our program know who our regular guests are, and so many of them were there at that Prophecy Club. Well, before we go on, Paul, would you like to tell our listeners how they can get to your website, get your information? And you've written, over 20 books?
23
books. Well, of course, the latest one, Prophecy in the Future of America, which hopefully we will have. It'll be here in the next day or so.
And it'll be here tomorrow.
If you want to order them, why, give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. But how can people get in touch with you and get your website, get your information?
The best way is to go to one of our two websites, paulmcguire.com or paulmcguire.org. And McGuire is M-C-G-U-I-R-E. And, for example, on PaulMcGuire.com, I have tons of free YouTube with hour-long messages and articles and all kinds of resources they can read or watch.
Well, now, what are you doing now? I know that you are doing radio, getting on other people's radio programs, but are you writing full-time now, or what are you doing?
I'm writing and speaking full-time. The numerical amount of people that I'm communicating to now, it far exceeds. I mean, I used to be a nationally syndicated radio talk show host, 3 hours drive time, broadcasting from Los Angeles for 10 years. And we had a large audience. But because of God's grace and the internet and programs like yours, I'm reaching much larger numbers globally. And so we're gearing up to do television programming and to expand that, as well as doing writing. But as you know, it takes a lot of energy. So I need the prayers of your listeners. It takes a lot of energy to do this stuff. So I try to be wise.
But you know, it really is amazing. Basically, now everything has changed. You know, it used to be such really so difficult to do video, and we have to have big, expensive cameras. Now you can just sit in front of your computer, and there's a little camera there, and it'll take a beautiful picture of you. And basically, of course, with a little engineering, you can put that on YouTube and get that up. And more people are getting their programs on YouTube. And more people are coming to utilize the internet to get information. We have means of communication that were never available before. The people who control the six, major corporations that control most of the media outlets had a stranglehold up until perhaps about 10 years ago. And increasingly, people have alternative means, such as you're describing, for getting the truth. Go right ahead.
Well, you're right. And one thing that I discovered, and a lot of people know, when you have programs or have ministries like yours and mine and others that give information that the establishment media doesn't like, they rig the numbers to try to hide your popularity. So they lie about the numbers on a lot of social media. I just found out about a month ago that the amount of actual downloads I was getting for three-hour messages, I won't give out the number, but it was the amount of people downloading put me in a category, by the grace of God, that was above many of the programs on Fox News Network and CNN and 60 Minutes and many of the so-called big media. But I'm not the only one. There's a lot of people speaking the truth, and people are hungry for truth, but they will never let the American public know the real truth about the number of watchers and listeners to programs like yours. They want to marginalize us by lying, but there's a revolution going on, a spiritual revolution going on in this country, and people are hungry for truth because they know they're being lied to by the predominant media.
And, of course, I always encourage my listeners, I mean, make it a point every day to get together with, just call 5 or 10 people or mention it to 5 or 10 people, but encourage them to listen to the alternative radio. Of course, we like to push Radio Liberty, but there are so many programs out there that people can listen to where they will get the alternative information. The information gives you an entirely different sort of grasp of what's going on today, because we're being lied to by the major media. I mean, there are things going on over there in the Middle East, which I believe are, say, a prelude to some sort of a confrontation, whether it's going to involve Syria, whether it's going to involve Iran, whether it's going to involve both Iran and Syria, I don't know. But I think we're sitting on the very verge, the very edge of some cataclysmic events. It's not a matter of if, but when, but you go right ahead.
Well, you're right. I mean, we could see a World War III type of scenario, very realistically, a regional thermonuclear war escalating into a global thermonuclear war, a nuke going off, and a scenario that is beyond most people's imagination. I don't want that to happen, but it looks like it's going to happen. But back to a statement I was making earlier, that there's a temptation when we hear all this heavy stuff. There's a temptation to give in to fear and anxiety and despair, which paralyzes you. And, you know, many people listening are aware of the fact that, for example, dwelling on thoughts, for example, of sexual immorality or whatever is a sin. And they would ask God for forgiveness for giving in to that sin, yielding to that temptation and entertaining those thoughts. But it is also a sin, and it is also very destructive to give in to the temptation to think about fear and anxiety and despair and despondency, and because then you are paralyzed spiritually, and the enemy, the real forces of darkness, can get a hold of your life. And I just want to say to your listeners that we are in a spiritual war. The Apostle Paul tells us that. And in that spiritual war, we're required by God to put on the full armor of God. And one of those pieces of armor is the helmet of salvation, which guards our mind. But it's also picking up the shield of faith, wherewith we shall quench all the fiery missiles of the evil one. And those missiles of the evil one, if we don't hold up our shield of faith, are darts or arrows that can penetrate our soul and psychological system and spirit and fill it with the poison of fear and anxiety and unbelief in God's promises. And if we allow that, we can be imploded spiritually. And God doesn't want that. God knew that we would be here for such a time as this. So everyone listening was pre-planned to be here by God before the beginning of time. And Jesus Christ said some amazing things to us, his followers, regarding our living in the last days. And I believe we're living in the last days. He talked about the fact that the Father would give us the Helper, the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, and the Counselor. And when we begin to draw on the supernatural resources of Spirit of God living inside us, and when we begin to renew our minds with the Word of God and to learn that prayer is not just some religious exercise, but prayer is a means of contacting the living God and causing the things that are impossible to become possible, we realize that we're not victim paralyzed by fear, but through the Spirit of God and through renewing our minds with the Word of God, we can be more than conquerors in Christ Jesus, and we can be like David, flying the Goliath that we confront, not because we're physically stronger, but because we have faith in God. And I hope that what I just said ignites in the hearts of people listening, and that they would embrace that truth, because if they do embrace that truth, they will find themselves entering an arena of life which is far more exciting and in a place where they can be used by God and make a difference.
Well, I think you said it very, very well, having been at this for a fair length of time, and certainly I've even tried to get away from this on a couple of occasions, and there's just no way I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. But basically, without certainly recognizing the spiritual component of what's going on, things are helpless. But knowing that God is there and God will see us through in one way or another, it's going to be difficult. But I really, for the people who don't have God's protection, I see no hope at all. Go right ahead, Paul.
Well, you're right, Dr. Stan. This world is imploding. I mean, a secular scientist will say that the Pentagon says that. So there is, to use the expression of a existentialist, atheistic playwright. His play was called No Exit, which basically meant no hope. But there is an exit. There is hope. That's Jesus Christ. So we're not thrown into this world as orphans. When we receive Christ, we receive the Spirit of God in us. And God equips us supernaturally to live in the last days. So if we will learn how to rely on his promises and walk in a supernatural relationship with the living God, he will infuse us with his power that will give us the ability to deal with the challenges, and it'll give us a strength beyond ourselves. If I had to try to face any of the problems that I'm facing, in and of my own strength. I would collapse. I mean, I would just be shut. I can only do it by calling on God constantly for help. And just saying help and directing it towards God, you don't have to make big and fancy prayers. God honors that, and he does send help.
Amen. Go right ahead.
So what I'd like to share is that America is in the middle of a great spiritual warfare, and there are certain things we can't change because it's part of God's sovereign end times prophetic program. But there's other things where God has not specified what's going to happen. But he has told us we're to pray always. We're to pray for those in authority above us because the promise is that we might live a quiet and peaceable life. And in all throughout the Bible, whenever God's people cried out to him for help, he answered. Now, he doesn't always answer the way we want it done, but he always answered. So, for example, before God was going to judge Sodom, he had a long conversation with Abraham. And Abraham, in a sense, negotiated with God over the fate of Sodom, basically saying if there was a certain percentage of righteous people, would God not judge Sodom? Well, they couldn't find that percentage. But even God, in his mercy, supernaturally rescued Lot. So praying may sound simple, but it can mean the difference between finding provision or guidance or seeing your enemies defeated. And, you know, the Pilgrims and Puritans understood this. When their crops failed, when they had diseases, when they were being destroyed by their enemies when they first settled America, the Pilgrims and Puritans never attributed bad weather or crop failure or a bad economy to natural circumstances. They never made that mistake. The Pilgrims and Puritans always understood God was their ultimate source. And so when they experienced adversity, they began to repent before God, fast and pray, and seek his face until they would see God move and there would be a change in the weather or there'd be some kind of restoration of the crop. That's a simple truth, but we've forgotten that in our pseudo-sophisticated age, but it's a truth we need to get back to.
No question at all. Well, I think we're going to have to, and hopefully at least those of us who have a personal relationship with the Lord, certainly will be there, but we need to try to get other people to understand that they're going to have to learn to be reliant upon the Lord in the times that lie ahead. We're to do our best to make our preparations, but to know in the final analysis, no matter what we do, without God supporting us, why, there is no hope. Go right ahead.
Correct. And we are in a spiritual battle in America. And what does that mean? Well, one of the things it means that we are surrounded by people who are literally in a trance state. And many of these people who are in a trance state are people who call themselves Christians. And these are people that have no idea what's happening. They're in a hypnotic state. And I'm actually using that word literally. They're hypnotized. They're in a trance state. They are blinded from reality, I believe, by scientific mind control, and I talk about this in my book, Prophecy of Future of America. But, you know, truth has power to it. Whether you're talking about economic truth or political truth or social truth or sexual truth or even spiritual truth, when somebody begins to speak the truth, they don't need a massive machine behind them. The mere speaking of the truth in any situation conveys tremendous power. So we need to be intelligent and wise, but we need to communicate with people around us and the people that God brings into our lives, because by communicating to people truth about what's going on and explaining it to them in intelligent terms, we create a momentum which has the real possibility of restraining the forces of evil in our nation. When you have a moment, I'll give a very simple example of what I try to do that I think is effective.
Well, you go right ahead, because we've only got a few minutes.
Well, I find when I talk to a lot of people in working in corporations and businesses or anywhere, cashiers, people have a tendency in our society now to act as if they're programmed, to act dehumanized, to act like robots. And I will kindly, and in a non-insulting way, I will tell people, and I admit it takes a little skill, that, you know, you're kind of coming off like a robot. You're being very cold. I mean, how would you feel if this was happening to you? And I try to warm them up. I don't attack them, but I try to warm them up, try to kind of give them a mirror, and I try to get them in touch with the fact that, you know, be a human being, be real. Because I find what this does is people act like programmed robots, and they've become desensitized. And if you can reach through that armor and touch them on a personal level, you can win them and make them open to truth, spiritual truth as well.
Well, I think that's all we can do is one at a time, and some people will listen and others won't. That's God's decision. Our job is to get the information out, and God will determine whether that is going to be accepted or rejected.
That's right. That's right.
Well, our guest certainly is Paul McGuire. If you haven't read his book, Prophecy and the Future of America, you need to get it. Prophecy and the Future of America, because you can't understand the unfolding of events. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, we are moving into a crisis situation. We're already there. You're just not hearing about it. And this book will help you to understand the unfolding events we're going to be seeing in the coming weeks and months.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. 8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Paul was just talking about a conversation he had today when some fellow was trying to sell him something, but brought up the subject of Armageddon. What happened in this conversation?
Well, I, you know, first of all, it was a natural way. I wasn't trying to force anything. He opened the door. And I said, I talked to him about the scientific elite which controls this world, this nation. And I talked to him about that for about 5 minutes. And he was fascinated. Now, that's all I had, but I routinely have those type of conversations. I don't come at people really hard. I don't try to force it. But if I see a door and they express curiosity, or I might throw out like a little testing remark like, man, you know, the dollar doesn't buy what it used to buy. And then somebody will pick up on it. I'll use that as an open door to communicate truth about the plan to devalue the dollar or Bible prophecy or whatever. And if we all did that, we would be surprised how many people are in our lives for a reason. And these casual conversations have an incredible impact.
Amen to that. Well, I'm just quickly, you're going to have to get your website out, and then I'm going to have to let you go because the hour has flown by, but that it always does. I always enjoy having you, Paul. But get your website out there, your two websites, and then we'll let you go.
Well, thank you, Dr. Stan. And people can get all kinds of free information at my website, paulmcguire.com and paulmcguire.org. And McGuire is M-C-G-U-I-R-E.
God bless. We'll talk to you real soon. Right. Thanks so much. Okay, fine. Of course, that was Paul McGuire. And so, 10 years on a major radio station in Los Angeles there, K-Bright, as the talk show host, talking to people all over California, and he still does a great deal of work and certainly on the front lines of this battle. Listen to what he has to say, because, of course, all we can do is talk to people. We can't make them believe. But if they are to believe, why, God will utilize what we do. Well, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. If you have something you would like to advertise, we have a couple of slots for advertising, and I will tell you the people who do advertise with us sometimes really do very, very well and often do very, very well. We have one gentleman who's recently begun advertising. We did a program with him. He got 136 responses to this one program, and of course, that was an infomercial. He has, got a good product, but he's staying with us because of the good response he's gotten. If you're interested in advertising, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Of course, we do hope you'll get our book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and read it. We hope you'll want to get Paul's book, it's Prophecy and the Future of America. Prophecy and the Future of America. Paul has done an excellent job on this book, and I think you'll find it fascinating. And then, of course, we do hope that many of you will want to get some of the 4 CD sets. If you have any question in your mind about Adolf Hitler dying in a bunker in Berlin, which everybody believes but did not take place, why, of course, you'll certainly want to get our 4 CD set. Did Hitler escape? And certainly there are 3 books out now, actually 4 or 5 books. We carry one of them, Gray Wolf, and you can get in touch with Harry Cooper. That's Harry Cooper, and he actually has 2 books on this. So he's actually been to South America, and he has all the pictures of where Hitler lived, and he talked to so many people there, and everybody in South America, it would appear, knew that Hitler had gone to Argentina, but because of the degree of control over the media, why, of course, the average American doesn't know, but there are all sorts of material in the archives. And certainly you can actually see in the book, which we carry called Grey Wolf, copies of the government archives where high government officials knew Adolf Hitler had escaped, and they certainly did nothing to try to get him back again. Again, our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. Please pray for Radio Liberty.
Let us all be grateful for a land so fair as we raise our voices in a song. Pray. from the mountain to the prairie, to the ocean, white with gold.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, we had hoped that we were going to be talking to our correspondent over in Jerusalem, Ms. Cheryl Hancock, and she's with us certainly the first Thursday evening of every month. And basically, Cheryl was supposed to call in, but she hasn't. So basically, it's going to open up our lines. We're going to have to do open lines. I have nothing prepared. So give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, because Cheryl ordinarily calls, of course, a couple of minutes ahead of time. She's been, I think this is the first time she's not called, but she's been over there in Israel for about 14 years. And Cheryl had come out of the drug culture. She'd come out of certainly a life that she wasn't very proud of, and came to know the Lord and gave her life. And she's been over there, certainly in Israel, certainly ministering to the Palestinian people, to the Israeli people, and of course acting certainly as a source of information and getting us, and by goodness, I see the light flashing, and I hope that's Cheryl. But Cheryl is going to be getting married. She's going to be coming home. She's been working over there for many years with another gentleman, and we were so pleased to see that she is going to be getting married after all these years. And so we're really hoping and praying for it. And if there's any way that she's going, of course, her family lives on Monterey, the other side of the Monterey Bay from where we live, and it may well be we'll be able to get down for Cheryl's certainly a wedding, but we do see that it looks like she's on the line. I hope that if she is, Herman will let me know and we'll get her on the line here. But Cheryl suddenly gives us an up-to-date view of what's going on in Israel that you're not going to get from the regular channels. Everybody over there certainly is anticipating that there is going to be a war, certainly. Most of the people now have their gas masks. Most of the people have their rooms prepared for a gas attack, and certainly they have, I see, either one safe room in their house where everything is sealed, or certainly they are very, very close to some sort of a government shelter where they can go to, where they'll be safe from a gas attack. But the people in Israel look at the world entirely differently than we do. Whether they're religious Jews or simply Jews, why they know that there is going to be a conflict over there, and they, of course, are making preparations for it. They don't dwell on it, but they know they live in a very, very dangerous situation. And without further ado, Cheryl Hancock, thanks very much for being with us.
Yeah, you're welcome. It's good to be here.
Well, I was just mentioning on the air that you were getting married, and we're just so pleased and certainly looking, hope we get a chance to see you when you get back here.
Absolutely. Yeah, there's changes coming up, but I'm hoping to have help in Israel.
Well, why don't you tell us what's going on over there? Certainly, what's happening as far as Syria? What's happening certainly as far as Iran? What's happening as far as Turkey? I mean, basically everything we read here suggests that we're moving into a climax situation where actually certainly Turkey may actually be attacking or trying to find an excuse to attack Syria, and certainly that Israel certainly be working with Saudi Arabia that seems attack upon attacking Syria and actually overthrowing the government that's protecting the Christians there and supporting the Islamic radicals who are killing the Christians. We live in a world gone mad, and the average person here in America is just so busy they don't even try to understand what is going on.
Yeah, it really does sound confusing. But what is really happening on the ground right now, there's a war going on between the Shiite and the Sunni Muslims.
All right,
and
hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be back. There is a war going on between the Shia and the Sunni Muslims.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free. That's 1-800-375-4188.
Germs that resist, drugs that disappoint, therapies that don't cure, and health care you simply can't afford, that's what modern medicine is today. If the world has a single antidote for what ails it health-wise, it's Allicin from Garlic. I'm health journalist Bill Sardi, and I want to ask, how do you get Allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, from a garlic clove when stomach acid destroys the enzyme that makes it? That has finally been accomplished by producing the world's first alkaline-buffered garlic capsule that neutralizes the stomach acid that blocks the production of allicin from garlic. That garlic pill is called Garlazyme. Don't fall for garlic pills that pretend to provide allicin, even that brand that says it offers 100% pure allicin powder. You can learn more about it by calling 866-674-3955. You'll even like the price. A month's supply is $8 and change when you order in quantity, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 and ask about Garlazyme.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations, or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Cheryl is saying to Sydney that the temple of violence is picking up over there. There's about 60 rockets have come in. Have those come in? 60 rockets, is that from Gaza?
Yeah, that's from the Gaza Strip.
All right,
Strip.
Fine. Now, that's Hamas in the south. And this is over the last couple of weeks, about 60 rockets. The Iron Dome seems to have worked fairly well. At least nobody has been actually killed. And if the rockets were about to hit a populated area, they were able to knock it down. There's been some rockets coming in from Lebanon, from Hezbollah. There's been some rockets coming in from Syria. And basically, of course, the people. We certainly will get the air raid alert. They may only have 15 seconds to get to a shelter of some sort. Apparently, a lot of the people are really, it's rather a frightening thing that's going on over in Israel. You're not hearing about this here in the United States. Go right ahead, pick up the story there, Cheryl.
Yeah, so a lot of people don't hear about it because people, thank God, aren't being killed all the time. They're being wounded, but they're being terrorized, and sometimes that's even worse. You have kids that they can't sleep at night. They have to sleep with their parents. I'm talking about 16, 17-year-old kids. Or if the siren goes off and they're in school, they'll run in circles. Some of them will wet their pants. I mean, this is something that has really affected the society in Israel. And I was talking to a Jewish man not too long ago, and maybe a week and a half ago, and he told me he has a new son, And he's 3 months old. And I said, well, you're going to move from Israel? You're going to stay there? Because things are heating up. He said, you know what? We are running out of hope, but that's our home. He said, we have to have a place we can go and call home. Because there's anti-Semitism going on all around the world. And the Jewish people feel they need their homeland. And they're fighting for their homeland right now. Very sad situation.
Well, it's a tragic situation. I think living here in America, why we live in just in a, so it's such a different world than the people over there in Israel. Now, how do the Israelis feel about the fact that suddenly there certainly are inferences that Israel might certainly go to war with in Syria, but they'd be backing the terrorist component, which is actively anti-Israel. I mean, why would Israel be backing people who are anti-Israel? That doesn't make sense.
Yeah, well, they're both anti-Israel. As you know, the Shiite and the Sunni Muslims do not believe Israel should have a state and that they should be wiped into the ocean and pushed away from Islamic territory, which is mostly the whole Middle East. And the only reason that Israel, I believe, is helping with Saudi Arabia is because they're Saudi Arabia's Sunni leadership, and they know if the Shiites take over, that they can take control of the oil. And if they take control of the oil and close the straits where the oil comes through, then they can take control of the West by controlling the oil. So it's about taking over who's going to be in control. And Israel doesn't want the Shiites to be in control. They're a lot worse. Well, I can't say they're a lot worse because the Sunnis have been beheading Christians. But they are more adamant to and very vocal about coming after Israel. Iran, they're Shiites, and they said that they want to send a nuclear bomb to Israel. They want to wipe them out, so they say they're not making nuclear bombs. And so you got people like Hezbollah that their main goal, the reason they were formed, is to push Israel into the sea because they are the occupiers of the Palestinian territory, or Palestine, as they say.
Basically, of course, the big question is, does Iran have a nuclear bomb? Of course, everybody says, well, we don't want Iran to get the nuclear bomb, you know, and maybe they're 2 weeks or 2 months or, you know, 2 years away from it. But the whole idea is that suddenly Iran getting the bomb is imminent. But I have suddenly was told many years ago, certainly by responsible people, that Iran at that time at least had some small nuclear weapons. What do you get? Do you have any thoughts on this? Did anybody talk about the fact that Iran may actually have the nuclear weapons already?
Well, they are more talking about that Iran is abiding for time. They want to build more. Actually, they want to build another nuclear power plant that Russia is going to help them with. So it's possible that they do have nuclear bombs, maybe smaller ones, but they are working towards that goal. And what's funny is that, it's not funny, but the United States is negotiating with them and continue to giving them time to continue to build. And they're not showing the inspectors all of their ground. So this is something that Israel knows is going on. They know that Israel knows that it's going to have to stand up and do something before it's too late. And so they have done things with the computer. They've taken out certain things and slowed them down, slowed Iran down. But they're going to have to act in a big way. And this young man that I was talking to was talking about this, too. He says, we know that we're going to have to make a step here, and we're going to have to stop Iran because no one else seems to be stepping in to do it. They're talking a lot, but that's it, while Iran keeps building nuclear weapons.
Well, suddenly, 2 days ago, day before yesterday, there was an article, suddenly I found it on the Internet, that actually, and I believe it was, I know it was Washington Times and one other source, saying that the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff had been over in Israel talking to the Israeli leaders, and that they were in agreement, certainly as far as the necessity, perhaps of sometime having to do something about Iran. They were a little vague about what they were doing, but they were ready to do whatever they were going to do. Did you hear anything at all about that over in Israel? Because we certainly didn't hear it here in America. Totally blacked out. The only way I found it was simply I went to my search engine and I typed in a threat Israel attack Syria. And there was the article, two articles about the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff going over there. So what did you hear?
No, I heard the same thing. I saw an article on that, actually. And I was told about it. So, yeah, there is something going on where America is saying that they're going to side with Israel on a couple different fronts. And Israel is kind of wondering, is that really going to happen? The people of Israel are wondering, is that really going to happen? But this is what's being said over there. But it just right now, the way it's going, it doesn't look that way on the ground.
But the thing is, and for our listeners, why understand, you're not getting the truth. Their information, the leaders are making their plans accordingly. And Sydney was very, very fortunate to find these articles on the internet. But of course, totally blacked out from the general populace. This is the sort of thing we try to put up on our website so that you can actually get this information that you are not going to get through regular channels. So basically, I mean, we're talking within the last 48 hours. And the fact that Sydney today, why it wasn't on the internet, it was there yesterday, the day before, but it simply shows how careful they are to keep the American people from knowing the truth. But when the head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff is going over and conferring with the Israelis in preparation for military action, probably with Iran sometime, we don't know what it is or when it is, and then blacked out in America, we know it's important. Well, what are some of the other things you'd like to tell us about what's going on over there?
Well, I'm wondering if you heard about the ship that Israel intercepted that was coming from Iran with long-range missiles, the M-302s, heading for Gaza.
No, tell us about that.
It was a huge story, and this was, again, about a couple weeks ago. Israel and America was in on this, too, the intelligence. They knew that a ship was leaving with these missiles on it. And they were heading for Gaza Strip. They stopped in Iraq, and they were on their way to Sudan. They were going to land in Sudan. The ship would stop in Sudan, and then they would take the missiles over land through the tunnels in Egypt and get them to Gaza. Now, these long-range missiles also could be, they're worried about guided missiles and the long-range. The long-range missiles could reach Jerusalem, Tel Aviv. Israel found out about it through the intelligence and stopped that ship. And they took that ship. They made that ship go to Eilat. And the crew didn't even know they were there. The weapons were there. They were encased in cement. And there were 400,000 rounds of ammunition also on that ship, all encased in cement. So Israel had a big media conference to tell the world what's going on. How can we trust Iran is not building nuclear weapons when they're sending long-range missiles to Gaza Strip? Why isn't this getting out in the media? And so everyone thought, well, by now it should be out in the media all over the world. And I'm hearing that it hasn't been.
No, it really hasn't been. I mean, I keep my ear pretty close to the ground, and I heard that, but certainly it did not reach the general population. Okay, and I think it's very, very important. I think people must understand that they're preparing. Certainly Iran is preparing for war. Syria is preparing for war. Turkey is preparing for war. Saudi Arabia is preparing for war. Israel is preparing for war. And the average American has their attention focused on what's going on in the Ukraine. And that's by the way it's supposed to be, ladies and gentlemen. They mold our minds. They form our tastes. They create our reality. And they focus our attention certainly on the Ukraine, whereas, of course, the real activity is taking place right there adjacent to Israel, there in those adjacent countries. But go right ahead.
Yeah, you're right. So much is going on that we don't hear about in America. That's frustrating because we need to know what's happening. This all affects America. As I said, Americans are going over there. Muslims are fighting alongside. And there's a lot going on that people don't know in America. And one of the only ways, as you know, is going on the internet and getting the stories out. And Netanyahu making the speech, the announcement, and all the media, inviting all the foreign media, and it's still not getting out. Two more ships were stopped the other day coming in from Egypt. They were fishing boats. But they knew there were explosives on there. So they told the ships to stop. They didn't stop. Israel fired and blew up the ship. That was another attempt for them to get explosives. So Hamas is trying to arm heavily. And having long range and possibly guided missiles is going to be very ugly. And so does Hezbollah. Hezbollah is getting missiles from Syria, from Iran through Syria. And they're also preparing for war against Israel. So Israel's, all their borders are beefed up. There were actually bombs on the Gaza border just recently and wounded some IDF soldiers. So things are intensifying in Israel, and we need to keep our ears and eyes open for that.
The temple of violence is picking up, and you're not hearing about it in America. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. We got a question for Cheryl. She's on the front lines over there. She lives in the suburb of Jerusalem. And, of course, on a monthly basis, she keeps us abreast of what's going on. And we feel fortunate to have someone there to actually let us know what's going on, the information you're not going to get for the controlled media here in America. We'll be back in just a moment. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging. Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now. 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
We Well, this is Dr. Stan, and suddenly Barbara called in and says that there is certainly articles now about the fact that the Jews want to build the temple up there, and not only a temple, but of course they want to build a synagogue up there, and of course the Palestinians won't allow them to. In fact, the Palestinians object if any Jews or Christians go up there and pray, and suddenly when the Jews go up to pray, why, of course, then they're attacked by the Palestinians. We're talking about the in Temple Square in Jerusalem, and then the police come in instead of going after the people who are attacking the Jews who are praying. Why, of course, they arrest them, and now they're trying to get legislation through the Jewish Knesset that will allow prayer there, and suddenly the police will not go after the Jews who are praying up there. It's all right for the Muslims; they have their mosque up there, a great big mosque, and they can go there and pray, and they can go into the Dome of the Rock and play, but they don't want either the Christians or the Jews to go there and pray. And unfortunately, why, the police are siding with the Muslims, and yet, of course, the Jews are the ones who actually won that property in the 67 war. Oh, there's so many uncertainties there. Anything else you wanted to ask Barbara before we let you go?
No, I was just thinking that it's very, very interesting, the fact that they would be pushing for starting the rebuilding of the third temple up there now, where everything is intact as it has been for several years. And of course, with the building of the third temple will become, you know, it is the coming of the tribulation, you know, the rapture, and all of these things that are, you know,
Prophecy. Well, Barbara, they're not going to be able to build that temple until there's been some sort of a war, and a lot of the Palestinians have either been removed or killed, or suddenly the Palestinians are no longer in a position to dictate policy, what's happening on Temple Mount. Would you agree with that, Cheryl, or not?
Well, maybe, yes. And right now what's going on with the Pool of Siloam and different areas, they are remodeling it, rebuilding it. They're finding these places where Jesus spent time 2,000 years ago and from 3,000 years ago, and they are restoring those areas. And this is one of the reasons why they want to build a synagogue. They said, well, if they call it a visitor center on the Temple Mount or near the on the corner of the Temple Mount, then they can have a synagogue and they can worship. And that would be the first step towards getting the temple. So we're looking at the end times, like what it talks about in prophecy. And Barbara, you're right. People are looking at this going, wow, we must be living in the last days. All these things are coming about. And it's very exciting to see Jerusalem coming back like it was 2,000 years ago.
Yeah, just seeing this push for this, you know, coming as things are today. You know, we're thinking of a lot of things that may have be going to happen, you know, the destruction, you know, of the Dome of the Rock or something like this, but now they're pushing to have it, you know, constructed while everything is in place. So it's really fascinating just to watch history taking place, really.
But of course, the thing is that we cannot certainly, the Lord is not going to come until the temple is built. It's one of the stipulations. So because you're going to have the temple rebuilt there on Temple Mount, because this is to be an area which will be controlled by the Antichrist. So there's all these things are happening, and one of the keys to everything that is taking place is going to be the restructure, the rebuilding of the temple on Temple Mount. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. Barbara, was there anything else you wanted to say?
No, I think it's just very fascinating that there's this push for this movement right now where everything is still intact, and it's time to, you know, watch and see what's going to happen.
And I think something big is going to happen. What are your response, Cheryl?
Yes, I agree. And the Bible tells us to watch and pray because, it's very exciting. And if we look at it, we know these things are supposed to happen. So we know we're getting closer to being with the Lord. You know, look up because our redemption draws nigh. But it's exciting to watch these things develop right in front of us right now.
And the thing is that here in America, and certainly in the Christian church, which should be on top of everything going on over there, from a prophetic point of view, you're just not getting this. And the average Christian in the United States has very little idea of the unfolding of events taking place in Jerusalem and throughout Israel today. Well, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Our guest, of course, is Cheryl Hancock, who lives over there in Jerusalem, and she is our commentator. She is our source of information, and she's with us certainly every first Thursday of every month. At this time, because it's early in the morning over in Israel, early Friday morning over in Israel. But Cheryl then keeps us abreast of what's going on. So if you have a question or comment, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. You'd like to ask Cheryl a question about what's going on in Israel. But believe me, Israel is the center so much of what's going on. And we need to be watching what's going on then to see the unfolding of prophecy.
While the storm clouds gather.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Germs that resist, drugs that disappoint, therapies that don't cure, and healthcare you simply can't afford, that's what modern medicine is today. If the world has a single antidote for what ails it health-wise, it's Allicin from Garlic. I'm health journalist Bill Sardi, and I want to ask, how do you get Allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, from a garlic clove when stomach acid destroys the enzyme that makes it? That has finally been accomplished by producing the world's first alkaline-buffered garlic capsule that neutralizes the stomach acid that blocks the production of Allicin from garlic. That garlic pill is called Garlazyme. Don't fall for garlic pills that pretend to provide Allicin, even that brand that says it offers 100% pure Allicin powder. You can learn more about it by calling 866-674-3955. You'll even like the price. A month's supply is $8 and change when you order in quantity, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955. And ask about Garlazyme.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest, of course, is Cheryl Hancock, who lives over there in Israel. And she's just saying that basically, of course, the kids, 8-10 years old, they send them to summer camps. And to teach them to hate the Jews, have to kill the Jews. And certainly they go to training camps to learn to be soldiers. And certainly to realize, of course, this is a great reward, certainly, for them and for their family, if they'll simply give their lives killing the Jews. This is going on in Israel today. This is being funded, I suspect, by the Palestinian government. This is being funded in large part by your tax dollars. We live in a world gone mad, and there's only a few of us who are sane and saying, this just doesn't make sense. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you have a question for Cheryl, because she lives over in Jerusalem, and suddenly she has her keeps us abreast with what's really going on over there, would you like to tell our listeners, Cheryl, how they can get in touch with you and your ministry and get information about what's really going on over there and get your newsletter?
Oh, sure. I do an update twice a month by email. And my email address is reportingfromisrael@gmail.com.
That's reportingfromisrael@gmail.com. Go ahead.
And I'll be right on the other end of that newsletter or of your email, and I can send you newsletters if you want or answer some questions if you have them, for sure. You know, Dr. Stan, one other thing I need to tell you. When we're talking about the kids, and they're teaching the kids to take the land back from the occupiers because it was their land in the first place, they're teaching a different history than what is fact. They're teaching, and I heard one of the negotiation members from the Palestinian Authority talk about this at a conference in Germany, in Munich. And what he said is they came from the Canaanites. And so they're rewriting history. They're saying that their people have come from way back when, before the Jews even lived there. And this is in the history books. This is what they're teaching them. And so when the kids learn that, they learn it from their elders, they learn it from their parents, they learn it from everyone around them, and we go in, or they hear a different history, they're not going to believe us. They're going to believe what they've been taught. So, you know, it's only by God's grace that things are changing little by little over there in the people, one by one, and then they're being taught. When the parents do understand the Lord and get saved over there and become Christians, then they teach their children the right way. But it's very dangerous for them, too, to teach the children the other way, because if they say something in school, it could get the whole family in trouble. And people have been killed. People I know have been killed because of this. So one kid was stabbed in school because his uncle became a believer, a Christian. And the people were making fun of his uncle, and he said, hey, I believe what my uncle did was right. And two kids held him down, and another kid stabbed him in the heart in front of the teacher. This is in the West Bank. Kid was 12 years old. And a kid died. This is what happens in the West Bank under the Palestinian Authority. No one, the IDF wasn't called in. Israel wasn't called in. That person was buried, and that was the end of it because they were dishonoring Islam. So Islam is alive and well there.
And ladies and gentlemen, this is a terrible, violent situation over there. And basically, the average person in America doesn't understand. I mean, we live in a utopian society. We really do. I mean, basically, we have some crime, some increasing crime, but nothing like they have over there. I mean, suddenly, when we consider we have poverty here, well, the people, suddenly, if they had incomes in Palestine comparable to what they're getting here, why they'd be considered rich. Our poor people would be considered rich over there in Palestine. And basically, what does the average Palestinian make? $100 a month, $150 a month? What do they get?
Well, usually it's between $300 and $500 a month. But you got to remember, they have, you know, 8-13 kids, and they're trying to take care of all those kids. So most Palestinians want jobs in Israel. They at least get minimum wage when they get to Israel, normally. So you see people where I bank because they snuck into Israel to work. And so these guys get paid only under the table. So some of them are legit and they get work permits. Tens of thousands of them get work permits every day to come into Israel to work. But some of them sneak in. And I know a group of people that sneak in all the time to Israel, and they sleep under trees or wherever they have to. And what one friend did is got a building for them to stay in and to give them shelter. You know, because wintertime, it's awful cold in Israel. But, you know, that's also hard because these people are illegal. But all they're doing is trying to make the living for their family. They're not in there. Now, some of them come in and they want to attack Israel, and that's, people have been caught doing that, and people have blown up buses and killed people. So you have to be careful who you're helping over there. It's not an easy situation working with the people over there.
I'm sure it isn't. Well, my telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And we've got Herman calling in. Hi, Herman. Do you have a question for our guest?
Yes, Cheryl. I had read a news item recently that the Sephardic Jews would be or are returning to Israel, and that they are settling, some of them, in the Negev Desert. And there was recently also a picture of a river flowing in the Negev, which has not had water in a long, long time, and that this supposedly fulfilled Bible prophecy. Have you heard about that?
Yes, I know that the Israeli government has decided to build the Negev. This is Israel proper. Now, as you know, through the Palestinian negotiations, Israel, they want Israel to have a freeze on building inside of the disputed territories. So Israel is building up the Negev and making it beautiful. The river's coming in, water has been found, and people are building, and they're coming in Sephardic, yes, all over the place, and even from France. Jews are coming in by the hundreds from France because there's so much anti-Semitism there, and they're heading towards the Negev and making it beautiful. The area I live in is desert, and in the 1980s it was built, and it was just desert hills. Now there's almost 40,000 Jewish people living there, and it's beautiful, flowers and trees and water. It's amazing what God has done to that land through the Jewish people. And, you know, there's a verse in the Bible that says the fields will clap their hands and cry out, because they're glad for them. Glad for who? For the Jews. When they came back, they started building the land, and now there's so many beautiful places in the desert. Yeah, that's a very good article you saw.
Well, what would you say to somebody who might be listening who is considering visiting Israel? I know we live in uncertain times, but could you speak to that?
Well, we have the highest amount of tourism in years now. No one wants to hurt a tourist that comes over there. You're safe in the buses. You have an Arab bus driver usually and a Jewish tour guide, and they work hand in hand. They know where the problems are. They don't take the buses into the problems or the people in the problems. And plus the Palestinians, when you go into Bethlehem, Jericho, it's all been given over to the Palestinians, and they love it when the tourists come because they make money, and so do the Jews. So they try to protect the tourists. And, you know, I really believe everyone should go there at least once in their life. It brings the Bible to life, and you will never read the Bible the same again. You have experience, you know, because you're concentrating on the Lord when you're there. You're going around looking at the places where he walked, and you're learning about the roots of the Jewish people. There is nothing like it. So there is no problem for tourists to come and visit. No one's being hurt over there.
Now, we've been hearing a lot about the four blood moons that are coming this year and next year that are coinciding with the Jewish holy days. Is there any talk about that in Israel, or do you think it means anything?
Yeah, actually, there's a lot of talk about it because it happens during Pesach or Passover. And usually, well, in the past, important things have happened on those dates when there were blood moons. And actually, you can look up in the Bible a few verses about blood moons. And as you said, it's coming up this year and then again in 2015, I believe. And so there's talk, especially among the Christian population, but also in the Jewish, and my friends are ultra-Orthodox Jews, and they talk about it. They love prophecy because they're seeing it unfold in front of their eyes. So we can sit in the room and we can talk about prophecy. We can be on the same page all the way till it comes up to the Messiah. And I always say, well, the Messiah is going to come again. And they said, no. And then they realize, well, we'll see who's right at the end. And we laugh about it. But the thing is, we are the same on prophecy. And they do believe in the same things that the Christians believe because they read the same Bible. Until it comes up to Jesus, of course. And that's where we start disputing.
Well, the telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. But listen, we're seeing really truly prophetic times over there. And basically, an awful lot of people are certainly going in, to see this. And as of course, as Cheryl says, if you go over there, you should be very, very safe. Because, of course, everybody wants the tourists because, of course, that helps to finance both the Palestinians and the Jews. Of course, Barbara and I have been there at 6 times some years ago. Certain areas you can't get into now, areas that we saw 30 years ago, certainly are sort of off limits today, but there's still so much to see there, and I'm sure they have new things all the time coming up. And what a wonderful it is to walk where Jesus walked. Anything else you wanted to say, Herman?
Well, Cheryl, I know that you've helped people over there in different ways, and sometimes people want to support that effort. Do you have a way that listeners can contact you and also your news updates from Israel, which I enjoy getting on my internet? So I'll take your answer off the air.
Once again, let's get your website out and how people can get in touch with you. And again, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question for Cheryl, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But once again, how can people get to your website? How can they get your report? And what will they learn if they do get your report?
Yeah, well, my updates come out twice a month, and I put news in there. I put what God's doing. We believe in going beyond the borders of the people group. So I go to Palestinians. I go to the Jewish people. I go to the Ethiopians, to the Russians. It doesn't matter, but whoever the Lord puts in front of me is who I will help, and I take clothing and food. Sometimes I give money for electric bills. I get teeth fixed. It depends on what the needs are, and the Lord pours in. So for the past 15 years, he's been faithful, and I do my part. He does his, and it's just been wonderful. I have people that help me over there. We interact with each other and help each other in each other's different fields that we're in. My main work is media. I'm a journalist over there. But you can't help but to help people when you go in and you see their conditions. So in order to contact me, again, my email address is by sending an email to reportingfromisrael@gmail.com. So all one word, reportingfromisrael@gmail.com.
Reportingfromisrael@gmail.com. And I would comment that Barbara and I, my wife and I, do support Cheryl. We've, of course, met her on several occasions. She's visited us when she's come back, and we believe in what she's doing. We'd love to do something like that on our own, but we're getting a little old for it. Besides, that's pretty hard to travel to Israel when you're doing 5 hours of talk radio a day, 5 days a week. So we certainly support Cheryl, and if you were in a position to help her, why, certainly, I think that you'll find it's well worthwhile to know that she's over there, certainly, helping the people in God's land. And basically, this is a very troubled land. There are all sorts of problems, and certainly the Palestinian people are being manipulated. I believe the Jewish people are being manipulated, but I believe that God has them there at this time in history for a specific purpose. Well, what do people anticipate? Do they anticipate that Israel is going to be attacking Syria, or do they anticipate that Israel is going to...
Okay, it goes from the airport, and it cuts across a new highway, and all of a sudden they started throwing rocks, Molotov cocktails, on this road, and one man was caught in the line of fire, and they trap you, and you can't move, and all of a sudden the barrage of rocks and Molotov cocktails come at you, and it's very, very dangerous right now. They've been attacking the checkpoints, they've been attacking the police, the Palestinians have, and so now what's going on with the negotiations, and this is the headline news. This is what everybody's worried about, is what is Israel going to do? Are they going to let out more terrorists from the prison? Because this is what the Palestinians want. They say, in order for you guys to have peace and we come to negotiate with you, you first have to let out all the prisoners, the ones that have killed Jews, that have attacked Jews, planned attacks. And so far, Israel has let out many of them. This month, they're supposed to let out 26 more. And Israel said, no, wait a minute. We're not going to let out any more until you stop attacking, until you sit down and talk to us, because nothing has happened on the Palestinian side. And so they're at a standstill. John Kerry, Secretary of State here in America, and Obama are ready to give up on the peace talks. But they're kind of mad at the Palestinian Authority right now, and they want to take away their $400 million they give annually to the Palestinian Authority if they don't sit down and talk. But also they told the Palestinian Authority, well, they asked Israel, they said, well, they don't really need to recognize you as a Jewish state, do they? And Netanyahu said, of course, they need to recognize that we belong here, we're Israel, and we're going to stay. And if they don't recognize us, that means they plan to wipe us out. So, of course, they're waiting for the Palestinians to recognize them, and Abbas said he will not recognize the Jewish state. So they're at a standstill right now, and Israel really needs a lot of prayer and wisdom. So they've got it on all sides, on the borders, and plus within the country.
And really, it's really the whole area is in conflict. This is what people really don't understand. And basically, of course, it's really like a time bomb. It could go off at any time. Our guest, of course, is Cheryl Hancock. Anything else you'd like to say, Cheryl, before we let you go?
Well, I want to thank everyone that has been praying for Israel, for the peace of Jerusalem, and for the people that are there, that are working there, the Jewish people that are under the pressure, and for the Palestinians, because they need the Lord. And I appreciate all you're doing, Dr. Stan, and your wife, Barbara, and your support. Thank you so much for getting the truth out.
God bless you. Thank you for everything you're doing. And keep in touch with us. We'll look forward to talking to you again next month or sooner if possible.
Great. Okay. We'll be in touch. Bye-bye.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, and we do hope you enjoy our conversation with Cheryl Hancock. And basically, of course, we hope that you want to get some information on Israel, a fascinating subject. We have a wonderful 4-CD set, rather unique, one of the most important ones we have. It's called The Return of the Giants. It's 4 interviews with Barry Shamish, going into certainly the Jewish prophecies, and of course they're really Christian prophecies in many respects, but Barry is an Orthodox Jew who actually lives in Israel, or did live in Israel until, of course, there were threats against his life, and he had to come here to the United States. But basically, of course, this is the story of what had happened over about a 10-year period as people in Israel were reporting giants, and they would actually see these giants and be visited by the giants. And basically, of course, I believe they're really demonic spirits, certainly. But it's fascinating, and of course, Barry went out and talked to all of these people. And certainly, of course, I believe this is prophetic. This has to do with the fact that Israel is God's holy land, and certainly the giants were seen by multiple people. They left all sorts of evidence there, footprints, and it's a fascinating 4-CD set about the supernatural in Israel. And believe me, this is God's area. And basically, the 4-CD set will tell you of the experience that Barry Shamish had as he began looking into these incredible stories that people were telling and were... My goodness, I'm going to, I'm not certain. Let's see Well, ladies and gentlemen, we'll have an opportunity for you to be able to get the information out here in just a few minutes. Oh, we want you to know that we were involved in a battle. There really are people who are trying to destroy the belief of the American people. There really are people who suddenly do not want the American people to understand that there are powerful spiritual forces working behind the scenes at the present time. Basically, ladies and gentlemen, we're involved in this spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. There really are powerful people who want to establish a one-world government. And basically, of course, there are many emotional programs that are available through Radio Liberty. You want to go to RadioLiberty.com and look at the books we have, the tape sets we have, certainly the monuments that we have that are available. You must understand we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. You can get certainly the 4 CD sets, certainly going into the background of this group that the they actually had, where they actually these special forces working behind the scenes for the secret society. Certainly, we hope that many of you out there will certainly provide material from the Brotherhood of Darkness. We hope many of you will tell others about the website, RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Get people to go there. And then, of course, if you're in a position to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. But please pray for America. Pray for revival. Pray for our leaders. Pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. And we'll be back here in just a moment at Radio Liberty. From the mountain.